station, there's a train leaving from Calvary, and it's going to Salvation Station. I'm gonna jump that train, gonna jump that train, gonna jump that train. Leave it all behind, 'cause where we going, they don't take that kind. Gonna jump that train, gonna jump that train, I'm gonna jump that train.
Let's go. welcome to Rockford Centric Radio. I am surprised to be your host this evening. Some phone issues, everybody. So here we are, trying to pull it together. Let's pray real quick, and we'll bring people online. Father, thank you for this wonderful opportunity to share your word and your power as you would have it. Help us to spread your word and to believe it. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let me see. I've got to get around here. Still getting sorted out. Got, I think, Keith. Hi, Keith. Is that you?
Hey, Jerry. Hey, yeah.
Yeah, cool. And I think Tana. Hi, Tana.
Hello. Love you all.
Love you, too. And Pat.
Hey,
hi, Pat.
Hey,
how are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I'll let you know in a few minutes as soon as I just finished. Judy called me and I can barely hear anything she said. I think she's going to try to get her phone thing worked out.
Okay.
Because the one
hey,
she
hi, guys.
Has been using.
Love you all.
Old. So anyway, that's kind of where we're at. And I have, there's sort of been a lot going on. I thought maybe I'm not sure where to start right now because there's so much in the news, and yet I think a lot of people have been getting words to. I don't know if anybody's seen some of the things that Katie has posted and some others. And there's just really a lot going on. I know some people have gotten some words and had some experiences. And I know Jason's, I should say, hi, everybody in chat. And there's Judy in chat. And Eric and lots of guests. And Jason and Nick and Tressy. So we're definitely representing the guys for sure. Which is good today. And then happy Translation Day, exactly. happy Enoch Day, everybody.
Yep.
So we're doing that. Pat, you had several things that you sent me. Did you have anything that you might want to start us off with?
I have Lana.
Soon? Okay.
Usually,
yeah, that,
Lana,
yeah,
Lana,
nice.
Lana stuff.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
It's good. It's
a little different. It's cute. It's very cute. I just sent it to you guys, but I don't think you have it. You want me to read it?
Yes, please. That'd be great.
Okay, let's go. Okay. I saw many in fear, discouragement, and doubt as they fought the thought that they may have already been missed in this breakthrough season or that they will be missed and passed over. God will not miss you. God loves you, and he is working for you. And as you continue to delight yourself in him and live in surrender, you will see him give you more and more the desires of your heart. Do not allow fear to steal your blessings that are coming to you. We cannot assume to know the exact moment of God's timing, but we can trust that God's timing is perfect because his word says so. Sorry for the birds. They're just acting up. Do not despair in the waiting. Do not despair in the hardship and trials. Do not despair in the opposition. Do not despair in the fear and anxiety. Be at peace and know that you are about to be kissed by heaven. I saw the Lord leaning down and kissing his people on the forehead with favor, with peace, with blessings, with encouragement, with confirmation and manifestation. As he releases more and more of his blessings and goodness upon his people, he is wooing them deeper into a divine romance with him. His goodness and kindness is not only leading the world to repentance, but turning hearts of many in his church who have been burnt, hurt, and hearts that have gone cold towards him, turning back to him. For those seeking him and living surrendered lives before him and leaning in, he is igniting their hearts even more and revealing more of himself and his goodness that is raising up even more lovesick people. Isn't that cute? I saw many waiting for the confirmation of the Lord on words and promises they feel he has given them. I saw that these confirmations are going to begin to come hard and fast. That sounds good. Do not be anxious, but continue to wait on him, trust him, and hold on to his word, for there are coming supernatural confirmations of his word in creative and accelerated ways. The Lord has not forgotten, and he has not passed you by. Write down the vision that he has given to you and confirmed, and remain in thankfulness, and watch the kisses from heaven begin to fall upon you as he brings everything together. Kisses of refreshment, kisses of provision, kisses of encouragement, kisses of confirmation, kisses of favor, kisses of breakthrough, and blessings are falling upon you. Why kisses? Because the Lord is reiterating his love for you. He, again, is showing you how much he loves you, how he delights in you, and how his love for you is radical, and he loves to give to you. You are not about to be missed. You are about to be kissed from heaven. Cute. Amazing blessings, manifestations, and demonstrations of the goodness of God are bursting forth in dramatic ways, shouting his glory to all. Isn't that a nice message?
No, it's a great message. It's a great message.
Wow.
I think it's very timely. We also have Katie who's called in.
Sure.
Hi, Katie. Are you
Hi,
there?
Hi, Katie.
Katie.
Hey, Katie. Love you.
Well, it looks like she's there. Maybe she's not ready to be there. Yeah, that's a great message, Pat. I know. I actually wanted to bring her on because I know she's gotten a word, and then she also, I think it's Rebecca with Seeking Paradise One.
Yes.
She also had a really cool experience.
It
was today. And I would, instead of sort of, I was hoping Katie could tell us about it because she spoke to her and I think she could do a lot better job telling about it than I could. Keith, how are you today?
Oh, I'm all right.
How are you, Keith?
It could be better, but I'm struggling along.
Yeah.
You have more healers?
I had Rob come over and pray for me again today. I have this guy that I contacted that he's worked with a lot of Christians that are having hard times getting healed. That's pretty much his whole ministry. We talked yesterday, and he just deals with Christians that have been saved a long time, and they've been prayed over 1,000 times and no healing. And it's a deliverance thing, you know, where he kind of finds out what something happened in your past that caused some kind of something. But he also works with angels, though, and he'll tell the angels that work with him tell him things about what's going on or to make that, you know, demon that's oppressing you to answer what the problem is and then to cast it out and whatever it is. And, you know, so, yeah, and he's going to work with me every week starting next week. He's going to do the Skype video with me next week, 1 hour each week, and we'll see if we can get to the bottom of it. So I've been just praying that, you know, it doesn't take a lifetime, that we can do it quickly, you know. So I'm excited about that. And I've got he's really good. He just knows his stuff. He's done it like 1,000 times, and
I get a good feeling when you're talking about him.
Yeah, Pat. I'm really excited that he's going to spend the time with me. You know, it's hard sometimes because you run into a lot of Christians that, you know, can do things, but it all comes down to, are they willing to bear fruit for God? I mean, you know, I tell these people, I can't pay you back. I can't give you money. I can't give you mansions.
Oh,
I can't give
you
diamond you
rings.
But, you know, if you're willing to bear fruit for God, you can have a kingdom in heaven. But many, many have said, have through their actions have shown that they don't care. You know,
wow.
Then you're just dealing with a worldly person who claims to be a Christian with some gifts. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's the hardest part I've run with all these people. I'm trying to, you know, figure out how I can pay them thousands of dollars or,
oh,
you know, I mean, I'm
awful.
Joking, but you know what I mean? It's like they want money or something, you know.
That's wrong.
That's how they are. So it's like,
well,
this guy
no
is
money
you know,
God.
Bear fruit and God will reward you more than I could ever thank you or reward you. So we agree in Jesus' name that he will want to do it and will do it. And, you know,
it
could be a real big breakthrough, you know. That
Sounds
would be exciting.
Good.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
So God keeps saying he's going to heal me, so I'm hoping You got to do it before the rapture, though. I told him, right? The rapture don't count.
28.
No, I'm telling you, it doesn't count. It doesn't count.
What do we have? We have 3 days?
Okay.
2 days? Rush, rush, Lord.
It's
rush,
hot
rush.
Here.
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
And, I know, exactly.
Love
We've been
Jesus.
Hot. It's been like 113 every day here. It's been
oh, my
yeah.
goodness.
Very hot.
We had tornado like, warnings for Sunday, so feel
oh,
good.
Oh, you did? Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're protected. I say the weather blessed.
I know.
God
the weather is so
us.
Weird everywhere. It's like,
yeah.
you know, crazy stuff.
What's
but,
the tsunami warning that Soho is giving out or whatever that is, that site? Like a day ago, like some, I don't know, somebody had a vision about some
oh, really?
Tsunami or something. I don't know, hitting the
And East then ISIS was blowing up Jonah's.
Oh, they did that, yeah.
Today, there was a new video that came out today on that.
Yeah, and there's a 12-hour ceasefire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my friend Paula Marie, who has a big YouTube channel. Paula's wonderful. A lot of people know her. Her and I have been friends for years, and she's always been like, you know, Keith, I think, she cracks me up. She's always trying to research like me. We throw back stuff and trying to figure out, and you know, and I keep telling her, I think it's a piece of trumpets, and now she emailed me today, okay, Keith, there's just nothing more I can say anymore. It's on the piece of trumpets. I just know it.
Wow.
She's like, there's too much going on, and just it's just overwhelming. Every single
yeah.
thing is such a, it's more than, we have more than enough signs, she said, to know that we're getting raptured any time now.
Overwhelming.
You know?
Yeah.
That's
Absolutely.
The word, overwhelming.
I mean, what other signs
hey,
do you need? It's like right,
exactly
crazy.
Right. Tell me what else is out there. Tell us quick. Did you do
yeah.
research? What else is out coming around the corner, bro?
every sign from this point forward is redundant.
Yeah.
Point.
Well, there you go. There you go. Oh my gosh.
But it's still like to see. You know, ISIS is a full blown army, though, and Israel's going to town on Hamas. So those two things really
and look
are
at the
important.
Ukraine. Look at the Ukraine.
Yeah.
That's a mess. They're on the borders. You
yeah.
know. Russia,
yeah.
that's a mess.
What do you, is Russia, I don't know, I've not been tracking that. So, I mean, it's so confusing to me. Are they going to fight or are they not going to fight? What's the deal?
They're on the border and maybe somebody else has more information on it. It's a mess.
Yeah, I don't, I'm not sure. Hey, Roman's got a note in chat I want to address
hey.
Real quick. He says, please pray for a believer in Christ I know called Nick. Oops. And,
okay.
He's a youth
okay.
leader at a church he used to go to, and this Nick is saying that he will take the RFID chip because we have to obey the law of the land, and
what?
So he wants us to pray for this friend of his
yeah.
Nick, who's a youth leader, not our Nick, either one of them, but one he knows.
What do you mean the law? So he's saying he has to follow the laws of the government?
Yeah, yeah. He's saying if they make it
well,
the law, then he feels like he has to do it. So let's
no,
just pray real
so, well,
quick.
Then he should be going to porn shops and all that too, because that's the law that you can do that, and you can, you know, and the government wants to be gay these days too. So he should be following that law too, and any other juicy
oh
ones to come out.
God before
so
the
I just wanted to pray real quick for
yeah,
Roman's friend.
Do it.
Yeah. Father. We reach out with your love and power, which you have privileged us to do on behalf of Nick, Roman's friend, and anyone else who's listening who needs to understand your leadership and your governance and how you would have them as representatives of and believers of Jesus Christ live and make decisions in these coming days. So I ask that your clarity and the knowledge and belief in your power go forward to Nick and anyone else who will face this challenge of making decisions, whether it's the RFID chip or other things that are other laws that are going to come and will come against people of faith and people who hear your words. So in Jesus' name, we ask your power, and we thank you because we know you're going to work in our lives, and we also know that that we may actually see them when we come back. So in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
We agree.
Yeah, and we agree in Jesus' name that they get raptured so they don't have that temptation in the first
right,
place.
Right, he'll be raptured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There are a couple churches that online that have said that they fully – like the pastor stood up in front of the church, showed me the RFID and was proud of it and told them to all go get it and it was no big deal. So there's been some churches out there that are doing that. It's been really alarming.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
We might have Judy on here. Let's see. Judy, are you there?
Judy?
Yeah, hi Jerry. I'm so happy that
hi, Judy.
I'm so happy that I can listen. Hi, love you guys, love everybody. I'm listening, but I'm gonna mute myself. And I'm just listening. I'm with the boys. I have to run. We are on our way to Toys R Us. Long story.
Okay.
So I love you guys.
Okay. Love you too.
Love you, Judy.
Okay.
Hang in there.
Love you.
And Katie, are you there yet?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hi, Katie.
Where you been, girl?
Hi, Katie.
Calling you.
Hey, Katie, love you.
Hey,
guys. I'm doing good. Just waiting on the Lord.
Amen.
We're waiting on you.
Sorry,
we
I
were
was
earlier.
Out. I was on the other line when I was on here. So. Katie, I'm waiting on the Lord. I'll see you with the Lord, so.
Amen.
Oh, all of us.
Katie, tell us about Rebecca's thing.
Yes.
Yeah, what's this with Rebecca?
Rebecca is actually
that?
On the line. Rebecca, share your story.
Oh, Rebecca, hi.
Hey.
Super.
Hi, Rebecca, I love you.
Hey, guys. Sweetie. Hi, honey.
My story today was the Lord has been putting it on my heart to give a particular Bible to my therapist. And she's not Christian at all. She mocks the Christian faith. So it was really hard for me to actually want to do it, to do it. And it's been 8 months, and the Lord told me that the rapture will happen when you finally get the courage to give her that Bible. So I woke up, and the Lord's like, you have to do it today. Like, you have to do it now. And I was like, oh, my, okay. So I went in there, and I never thought she would accept that Bible. And I went in, and she's like, what's that? I'm like, it's a Bible that the Lord wants me to give to you. Like, why? I'm like, trust me, just give me it. And she kept it. And I was like, oh, my gosh, it's crazy.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
And
continue.
Okay.
And then I was sitting there, and about...
When you get back,
like,
I can use the car.
Heard trumpet noise, and she was like, what was that? And I was like, man, I have no clue. And I knew it was, I didn't want to tell her, but it was crazy to her. And it was just all so crazy and wonderful.
So she heard a trumpet noise. They both heard a trumpet.
Wow.
Thanks,
cool.
Kenny. Yeah, out loud, an audible trumpet.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
28th. And so the Lord told her, Katie, I'm going to kind of review a little bit. I saw Rebecca's video. Hi, Rebecca. And if I'm not mistaken, I think this is her personal Bible that she had a lot of notes in, and it's one of the reasons she was hesitating so much to want to give it to her therapist. And also, of course, it's a personal Bible for her own use. But so it's taken quite a while for her to decide to do that, and then the Lord finally told her that she had to do it today,
yeah,
I guess.
8 months, she said.
Yeah.
Wow.
And this woman is not a believer. In fact, if I recall correctly, she has sort of mocked Rebecca's statements of faith a little bit. And that's why Rebecca didn't think she would accept it. But she did accept it. And when she accepted it, they heard an audible trumpet sound. And the woman the therapist actually mentioned it, said, what was that? Rebecca, I think, is just as... Rebecca, are you still sort of in shock about all this? Because I bet you are.
I really am.
Yeah.
Wow. Tell them what happened at work today and about the magazine. Or I can say it if you want.
I was sitting in my therapist's office, and you know how Katie's been saying that we're actually going to happen in 2013. Well, I saw three magazines that said 2013 Miracle the 25th. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's so crazy.
Wow.
At work today, the first customer I had came up to me and said, Jesus is coming. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's crazy. I'm like, I know he is. I've had dreams. I've had visions. Like, he's coming so soon. She's like, oh, I know he's coming, like, right now. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
It was probably an angel.
Could be. They come in disguise.
It may have been.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow, that's
it's
great.
So,
so cool, Rebecca.
So
thanks for coming on the line. I know you were a little hesitant about it before, so thank you for
thank you for joining us.
Sharing
yeah,
and joining.
So much.
Love you.
Thank you, Rebecca. Call in anytime,
yeah.
honey.
You're
part of
thank
the family,
you so
love.
Much.
We love
if
you.
We're here.
Group hug, right? Otherwise, a group hug in the air.
Yeah. Group hug in the air. Thank you, Rebecca.
Oh, yes.
Thanks
okay.
so much,
okay.
Katie.
Thank you. Thank you, girl.
You're welcome.
Yes,
Now, I think you had, yesterday you had that Pentecost dream, and then you had another word today, didn't you, Katie?
Yeah. Yeah, the Lord's just really encouraging me and wanting me to make videos, and just he had me think about all the things that he showed me about how he's coming, and I mean, I literally thought every single detail of what he's told me and showed me, and
wow,
there's just no going back. I mean, I know what he's promised me and showed me, and I know the enemy, I mean, his time is short, and he's doing everything that he can to keep me down, but
mm-hmm. all
I just,
of it, honey.
You know, I know we're at the finish line and we're about to leave, and
yeah,
everything that he's told me is true. So,
yeah, amen.
Yeah, I have really been checking back with him, making sure I haven't been making assumptions along the way, and especially these last couple of days. And I've been getting really very direct assurances that
mm-hmm.
that our perceptions are correct, and. And he's been very clear with me. I don't want to go through every detail, but there's no question.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving many of these kinds of messages.
Yeah.
So keep the faith, people. Keep the faith, because
yeah.
he's doing things. The energy and the urgency is really ramping up. Jason 302 is in chat, I think. And yesterday we read, I think, his email about his friend Jason, who's 20 years old, who accepted the Lord, and some of the really interesting and really edifying things that were part of that experience. And we read that yesterday. But Jason would like us, so we have two Jasons, okay? So the
yeah.
other Jason, I think, is on the phone with us. And I'm going to see if Jason can pop in a message in chat and make sure that he's ready. But what he wanted us to do was play telephone on the younger Jason so he could have some fellowship and some guidance in his brand-new walk with the Lord, our Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to introduce that a little bit. And okay, he says he's only in the chat room. Is Jason on the line? Can you hear us, Jason? You must be able to. This new Jason is my girlfriend's son, and Roman says you should call in. But I just want to say here that, you know, we call this a rapture-centric church because obviously we're seeking the Lord and we're seeking a rapture, and Jesus is our pastor, and that's how we look at this. And so we really try to follow his lead, and which is not only scriptural, but in scripture it'll tell you the Holy Spirit will teach you all things. And so we hear his voice, and we try to follow it as best we can. So we consider Jesus as our pastor, Jason, and as a brief introduction of what we're doing. It's just so Jason's, so we're trying to make sure. Okay, no, they're all at the movies right now. Oh, okay. Okay. Oh,
what?
We're going to play this for him in the archives, so I'm not sure how this is going to go, but we'll do our best. Okay, so what I think I'll do here is I'm going to play a song, which I don't know what it is yet, and we'll try here. I've got one. What I'd like to do is have everybody, if we could pray about Jason's friend, Jason, who's 20 years old and staying with him right now, who
Emily's
just accepted
brother,
the Lord.
Brother, it's Emily's brother. Can I just read something real fast in chat? So it'll be an archive for him, and then we'll pray. Deborah says, wow, the Lord is showing me that Jason is bright and shiny like a brand new diamond. The Lord loves him so much. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Great. Okay. So they're going to listen to this in the archive.
Before we play,
go ahead, Judy.
I just want to say how excited. I know Katie, she got kind of off guard when I was like, did you read the letter? And it kind of was read really fast, and she didn't really get to reflect, but God did a huge miracle.
Oh, yeah,
they, Jason's girlfriend's daughter, Emily, who's 15, and then went around and then went and the 20-year-old, and then he said, her brother. And then he went and bought a Bible at Walmart that night after they prayed with him. So this is like a huge miracle. We just thank you, Father. We thank you for bringing more people into the kingdom at the last minute here. And I'm just really excited. Jason, both Jason, so we have two Jasons here. And Jason 302 from chat, we're really excited. So happy that you would get in this miracle in your family. And the other Jason... that just got received the Lord. We're just really excited that you're going to be with us in heaven. And God bless you. And we're looking forward. We have a game called Telephone that we play where the Lord gives us, the Lord speaks to his people. And he speaks to us. We ask the Lord, what would you like us, you know, to know and encourage Jason with? And the Lord will give us words straight from heaven, just like what Connor read. That was a word from God to Deborah. And that's it's a sacred, beautiful thing when the Lord does that. So be blessed and thanks. I just wanted to say that. God bless everybody. And I'll probably type out a word that I get to you, Jason, in the email since I'm on the road.
Okay. Okay, that's good. Thanks, Judy.
We already got an email on Jason through, well, Judy had sent an email to a bunch of people. So I'd already gotten from the Lord that Jason is a thinker, and that he had I'm sure he's already read it. He's had the gift of knowledge, you know, and I showed him how to activate that by asking for a word of knowledge. And then God also told me that he will be able to see visions, which will be very easy for him. And then I also saw that he has the gift of prophecy, and he can utilize the gift of knowledge with the gift of prophecy. And I showed him how to do that as well by just asking for a word of knowledge and actually asking for a prophecy. So word of knowledge, gift of prophecy, and the gift of vision. So the three
Beautiful.
Things that I could see when I looked into his mind and stuff. So, yeah, it was good.
Very good.
Yeah, that sounds very powerful and very helpful to a new believer.
Mm-hmm. I have a word that maybe you want to play. Oh, yeah. He says,
let's go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, stay with me, my son. Let me lead you. You are mine. I am always with you, by your side, in your heart, mind, and spirit. I am the soul of your soul. I never leave you. That's for Jason.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then right now, I've just got Tana on the line. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this song, and this will give a few moments for people to type in the words into chat. And let's see if I get anything for our new brother, Jason.
Hallelujah.
So the Lord did give me a word for our new brother Jason. I'll try to repeat it here. Jason, you are my point guard, which surprised me because I'm not sure why he would say that. Maybe that Jason over received that somehow. Jason, you are my point guard, and you, the ease with which you received me blesses me and encourages me in your leadership. Your friend Jason is a faithful brother who can help you, and he has his way of receiving my leading, and you seek your way of receiving my leading. And he also said, pursue my word and pursue my voice and listen for me. And I think Jason can help you with that. Did anybody else have something else for him?
I do.
Huh? Okay, good.
Okay, Jason, this is for you from the Lord. He says, Jason, this is for you. He is my soldier. He is mighty in my kingdom. I love him. He is. His life will just keep getting better and better. He is mine. He will be with me in heaven eternally.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Beautiful. Amen. Okay, well, that's what we have for right now. Anyway, Jason, welcome to the Lord, and thank you. And he leads all of us, and we're
Jason,
all...
He loves you, and he's been waiting for you, and he's so happy you're here with him now. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise
amen,
the Lord.
Amen, amen. Yep. We all have our own experiences. We're on our own walks, but he is what we have in common. Oh, here's a word from Roman. Jason, my dear son, you have great wisdom inside you that I have placed in you. My work in you will be great. You will soar above the mountains of God. Many great things await you. I love you, son. I am in so much joy. My heart wants to see you now. You are a king in my kingdom. Get ready. You are big and mighty. You are a pearl. My heart is for you, and I will never forsake you nor leave you. Trust in my in me. I will give you more than you would ever wish for or desire.
Beautiful.
I'm guessing that's it. So that's from Roman.
Nice, Roman.
Bless you, Jason, and thank you so much. You're giving the Lord an ear, and you have opened your heart to him, and and you will definitely receive from him. We're in urgent times, and he's speaking very freely now. Although sometimes it does take a little while to figure out exactly the way it does, but I can tell you in my experience, when I was growing in the Lord, I didn't automatically assume that many of the things that I experienced that I thought were a little out of the ordinary were from him. But as I have grown and gained more confidence and experience, I now look back on my history and can easily see that many of the things in my life, even before I knew who he was, that he was with me and that he was guiding me. So you have a rich, growing experience ahead of you. Bless you. And thank you, Jason 302, for bringing him to us that we can pray for him and try to share God's love with him, which I'm sure he will do. I'm checking one thing here. Okay, so if anybody else has something for Jason, just let us know. I'll keep looking in chat. If anybody in chat has something for him, praise God. We thank him for it. And Jason 302 is thanking us. And, of course, you know, we're just happy to do it. And we're happy to share it with him. But we do. We share God's love.
If Rebecca's on the line, maybe we should play telephone on Rebecca.
I think she dropped off. I think she was with Katie, and Katie dropped off. But that's not a bad idea. But I don't think she's on the line. I think she's still kind of new at this, and she's had a lot of battles. So But anyway, you know what we can do, though? It's a great idea, Todd. You know, why don't we just pray for Rebecca, too, and we'll just share corporately a prayer for Rebecca. Father, we love our new sister, Rebecca, and she's shown a lot of courage and been under a lot of pressure in your name. And so we know your blessings for her are tremendous. And we ask that that she receive all the encouragement and all of the love that we would share with her and that we know you want to share with her. And we seek and ask and enjoy and believe that you will move in her life rapidly and in great power as you have done today. Help her to receive the full measure of her experiences that she herself has had today, because sometimes that takes a while. But share our love with Rebecca and come into her life and give her strength and peace that comes with knowing you are there with her every step of the way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I agree.
We agree. Amen.
Okay. There's Katie. Katie, you're back.
I'm back.
Hi, sweetie.
Hey.
So what's new? Did you have anything? Well, we just prayed for Rebecca, actually.
Yeah, I called the end of that.
Good.
Okay.
That was great. Thank you all. Chris Slaughter wants to, she keeps saying, Jerry, we want to hear more confirmation.
I see that. Well, I just think they're everywhere. I mean, I've had, he's really been powerfully on me about these next few days. And I would have tried to collect my, in fact, I'm even having something open that I would talk about right now. Let me see if I can get that open. But, you know, Katie, you've had these words for Pentecost, and I was sort of looking this up, and then actually, Rosemary, Judy sent me an email. Rosemary did a lot of research on that, and I would assume probably Chris has seen that. And I went through that, and one of the things that she found was an article. Why is that not open? Sorry. An article by a gentleman named Steve Kerper, who I think the Kaper, maybe, is how I pronounce his name. I am lightly familiar with some of his things. I didn't get a chance to get to the end of it before the show started. But I believe what he was leading everything up to was this whole notion of Pentecost and how and that he really believes, because there are unfulfilled scriptures, there's declarations by Peter at the first Pentecost that are as yet unfulfilled, and he believes that is a clue that there will be another fulfilling of Pentecost at the end times, and that could be the rapture or the translation when we go. I can tell you definitely, I was actually talking to her about this today, and he absolutely has affirmed to me many times this notion of the translation, which I had never thought about years ago, but he keeps confirming it to me. And I think we're very near it. I think these next few days are going to be very telling.
Well,
I think
you told me a week between the translation and the rapture, so it is a real thing.
Yeah.
Ariel Sharon's prophecy on the ninth of Av, that's important too.
Yeah, he's told me 7 days between the translation and the rapture, which is same, a week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the 7 days fits exactly if, let's just say, it could be the 28th, could be today, If it were the 28th, that would be exactly a week ahead of the beginning of the 9th of Av, which
That's
starts
what I was
in the overnight.
Thinking, Jerry. That's what I was just thinking.
Yep. And Raina had this experience with her daughter yesterday. She put into chat, it was a great word. She had two great experiences because she had Tyler, who we prayed for, and she are doing better. And Tyler's in her care. And also her 11-year-old daughter, I think it's 11 years old, but anyway, her daughter had some doctor appointment scheduled, and she was trying to figure out what they were going to do to go to the doctor's appointment. And this daughter said, "Oh, you don't need to worry about it, Mom. It's on the. It was on August 5th, which is the 9th of Av." She said, "Oh, don't worry about it, Mom. God told me we'll be gone before then."
Oh my gosh!
Spontaneously, from her daughter.
Wow! Praise God for that.
Wow!
And she and her daughter has no idea that that's the 9th of Av. She has no idea.
Wow! I don't know.
I mean, really, you know, yeah. So this 1 week time frame that, you know, between translation and the rapture fits exactly this particular scenario. I know I've been powerfully led in, even weeks ago to this 9th of Av, and, you know, the beginning of the 9th of Av is the evening of the 4th of August. And that is associated with, it's what I'd like to say, we're told that Obama's birthday is. And there's a pretty strong possibility that he's, that the title of Pharaoh fits him quite well. And, and the other thing that I find interesting, well, I shouldn't say this, but there's other things in that daytime period with some people associated with our group here that are right in that same time frame. And
wow.
It's if it's not prophetic, it ought to be. Let me just put it that way. and so, you know, you can understand what I'm saying there, I think, well enough. And there's so much going on. There's so many things that have pointed us. Carol's Christmas in July. And then I talked to Judy. And I think she even saw something yesterday about Christmas.
Oh, yeah. It's around.
I think so, too. And I, you know, been to the birth of Jesus a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kevin, Judy's friend Kevin, that stayed with them for a while, was the last time anybody heard from him was the 28th. That's what we believe was his translation date. And and then, of course, and that was 3 days after, I believe, he was told he was going to be translated. So he was told on the 25th of December, if I understand that correctly, and it appears to have occurred on the 28th. So I know when Judy called me earlier today, and she got a very strong word from the Lord along those lines. And then it popped right into her head about Kevin and the 25th and the 28th.
Wow.
So I just believe it, people. I mean, seriously, just believe it. It's time to believe or not believe. Make up your mind, because he's coming for us. There's no question about it. We may or may not understand. You know, I had a laugh with him last night. I was kind of praying and just really spending some time with him, and said, "Well, Lord, you know," and this just randomly popped into my mind because it wasn't really in. Yeah, I wasn't. I'm doing very well, and I'm blessed. But so I was not under any strain when I was speaking with him, and I said, "Well, you know, Lord, you know, are we going to know before you come to take us out? Are we going to know it? And he said, you already do.
Yeah, look at that, huh?
Oh, wow.
He said, you already
yeah.
do.
I mean, how many more things do they have to
and,
say, right?
And I'm just like, oh, oops, yeah, I guess that's true. And mm. and so that's what he said to me last night, you already do. And I felt, of course, silly, but he was making a point. And I wasn't, you know, I wasn't, it really, that was a pot. I think you put that thought in my head to ask because it really wasn't what was on my mind. So,
yeah.
you know, the answer is we already do, people. Mm. We already do. And, you know, he's coming. He's showing us. We're the ones with the discernment. And it's just receive it. It's like the rapture is today. Believe it and be happy, because setting aside the longer-term concerns and even the pains of the past, you know, really, 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 if you believe it's today, it diffuses so much of that. It just sets it aside because we're going home.
Mm-hmm.
We're absolutely going home. And
amen.
There's
amen.
No question about that.
I was doing a Bible thing yesterday. I just said, I want to open up something, Lord. And he had me open up to Revelation 13, and then I read that, and I read 14, 15, and then I went to 12. And talked about the 144,000. So this morning when I put on the computer, the first time I noticed it, I have the number 1440 right on when it comes on. It was like right in my face. Like, I don't know what it meant, but he was like just connecting the dots for me a little bit, like a warning of what's going to happen, like when we are gone, like Antichrist is coming, and it went about the don't take the mark of the beast and on the hand or the forehead. So these people who think they can take the chip, if it's on the hand or the forehead, I mean, that's a warning sign right there. You know, so it was like just, I don't know, it was just, it wasn't a happy read, but he was telling me something, you know, like Revelation's really going to come full bloom, you know. I don't know. So I just run that by you, because I just wanted to, and I opened to Revelation 13, and I just, on my own, I read to 14, 15, and I read 12, and 144,000, and on my computer, so I don't know.
Uh-huh.
It was just, yeah, it was just like, whoa, I just never realized that was on my computer before. Only there's a couple more
right.
zeros, and maybe you
right.
had the thing. I don't know. Yeah.
You know, I haven't heard this song for a little while, and I think I'm doing, I think we'll have a few, a little, maybe half a minute after it's over.
Hmm. And the blood will dry underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what it takes, I'm coming home, I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
We're going home. Anybody have a last word?
I'm in tears. I can't even talk.
I love that song. Thank you, Jesus, for taking us home. We
yes,
love you, and we
love
are...
everybody.
Love,
love
everybody.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Love you all. I will.
Worship.
We will see
love you,
you
in here.
Love you, everyone listening.
Love you, honey.
Okay, good.
Bye,
come
the
mind.
Come, Jesus.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Amen,
amen. Love you all. Thank you.
Love you all.
Love you all.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I'll see you. Bye.
Bye, guys.